Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a weird time to talk about this because Aaron is currently not in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm here for you though.
No, I don't know that you're the right person to be here for
okay.
me.
I'll try my best.
I know that as a person who has been on the radio for a quarter of a century.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
That it's a different time and that like a long time ago when I was on a show with Greg and Bo, we used to just do crazy stuff. We would do, like, people would call in, and if you got questions wrong in our trivia contest, we would give out your phone number.
Oh, really?
And, like, you'd be trying to talk to that person, and all of a sudden, it's like, you couldn't hear them because they were getting so many text messages and calls from the listeners.
Wow.
Like, it was just, we lived like animals.
Yeah, it sounds like
we did contests where we would like geo-target something. People have to go wherever. I don't even know why I'm doing all this backstory. I'm just avoiding the subject that I need to talk about. There was a different time in radio and I was a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's this new time and I get it. We're in the new time.
I wish we weren't. I wish we weren't. The old days sounded... I always hear about them.
There was a time before me that was like just... Like I started in radio just in time to just still see razor blades on the board.
Mm.
But we didn't have... I don't know if you understand this, but a long time ago, all this was done with tape. Actual recording tape.
Yeah.
And the razor blade was ostensibly there so you could cut tape. But we didn't have tape in the studios anymore. So it didn't make sense why there was razor blades other than people doing hard drugs on the console.
Like, yeah.
People just, yeah. Okay.
That was like the main reason for the, yes. to get into the biz.
Yes.
Back then.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about this.
Yeah, there's not enough hard drugs
right.
anymore.
We need hard drugs.
I can't find any in the building.
I don't want to say out loud the name of the people I know who have access to hard drugs, but you know who you are and you know where the station is. Okay. I am really hesitant to talk about this, but I have kind of decided, and I don't know if you'll talk me into this or out of it, and I really wish Aaron were here.
Okay. I'll try to be as good as Aaron.
You read the text messages we get.
I do, yeah.
Something yeah. that would have never happened back in the day when we were giving out your phone number
yeah.
or fat shaming a fellow cast member or whatever. We get instantaneous feedback.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that better or is it worse?
I find it as a person who no one will believe this when I say it, but I am probably one of the most sensitive people you'll ever meet. I don't come off as that on purpose because I think if you're a little scared of me mm-hmm. and you think I'm a loose cannon or arrogant or whatever, maybe you won't poke me.
Interesting. Wow, that's really deep. And I'm a little scared of you.
Do you see it? I don't want, but you know me. You and I have mm-hmm. like spent nights out late talking, whatever.
Yeah,
like
you
understand that there's mm-hmm. I'm like an onion with layers. There's layers.
With layers.
Like a
yeah.
parfait.
Yeah. And you smell bad.
Right. Aaron!
No, it is good. Because sometimes, to peel back the curtain even more, we're in this studio and we do our thing and we're talking into microphones and we know it's going out there.
Yes.
But I don't know. Did anyone like that?
Other than when we go, hey, let's do stupid Steelers, and people call in and go, I have a story about that.
Yeah.
we don't really know what you think.
Mm-hmm. But the text message is, the text line has allowed us to see that.
Is this a good time or a bad time to give the text line?
It's good. It's great. Yeah.
Go ahead.
51059 and Slacker's phone number is 303.
It is a 303. Do you know my phone number?
No, I just know it's 303 because I've heard you brag about it.
Okay. Yeah. Are you a 720-er?
No, I don't
have. You still have an Iowa phone number?
Yeah, because I want a 303 one, and I know if I switch it, it'll be 720.
Just try. Just call whoever your provider is and say, do you know, I want to jump ahead in what I was going to say. Just now, when I said you still have an Iowa number, did you feel me stop? Because I was going to jump in with 2 feet and tell you my thoughts on you and Iowa and a whole bunch of things. Mm-hmm. This is based on, now it used to just be one number, and now there are several numbers texting almost daily that I have become too negative on this show.
We've gotten a couple. I've seen those. Yeah. Yep. Bookmark them.
If it was an Iowa number.
HR has advised me to keep a paper trail.
Aaron! Okay, so I am trying to decide if I should cold turkey all meanness out of me.
Or?
I've got several options here.
Okay.
Wean myself down from meanness.
Okay, wean the mean.
Thank you. And we can have a whole week of like, it's Slackers, wean the mean. Catch him being mean and win concert tickets. Like, I don't know. Something. Win another digit of his phone number.
Yeah.
We could do that.
That's
the one surefire way. If I had a dog in this hunt, I could be nicer. Or I can just continue to be exactly what I am.
Yeah. I feel like I am not in a position to answer this question.
No. As
the blunt of a lot of that meanness. I'm biased, perhaps.
But do you like it? Like, I don't feel like when I'm mean to you, I'm mean to you because we're mean to each other.
We are. Yeah.
Perceived that I have just become this negative human.
Mm-hmm. Or it's almost perceived like I'm like a little kid or something that
and
I can't
not.
Like take it. No, I'm a you know, almost an adult. Age wise, I'm there.
Do you notice what I just did there?
Yeah, you weaned the mean. That was good.
Does anyone want to hear a show where I just let T-Hack get by with trying to claim adulthood? I mean, I can absolutely abstain. So this is my moment where, like, we would, right about now, this is a part of the show where we'd be talking about something that happened to us personally.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing that happened to me in the last 24 hours was I got what I believe, it could have been a 24-hour bug. It might have been. But I have been all exits, no waiting. Like,
oh.
Front, back, sides, anything that was inside my body.
Up high, down low, too slow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Everything came out.
Ooh, okay.
And it was after eating a dinner at a restaurant I've never eaten at before.
So you think.
But the food was incredible. And here's what's weird. I shared a meal and we literally just ordered 3 things and we just shared all 3 things. We ordered a salad. We shared it. We ordered like, cause it was like, we're not really hungry. It was like, you have a little bit of this. Oh, I want to try the meatballs. Okay. Let's just half the order.
Yeah.
It's like, let's try the cacio e pepe. It was like, oh, let's have that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get sick at all. Like nothing's wrong with them.
Ooh. So maybe not the food then.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But I wanted to come on the air and just be me and complain about what it's like to be holding a trash can in front of your face while just disgracing a toilet.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Where even the toilet's like, it's a little much.
Like the toilet parents are like, son, you did not sign up for this. Just boot that boy off of there. It was horrifying.
Wow.
But I feel like the wean the mean me is not allowed to be real with you people and graphically describe the pungent.
Yeah. We're picturing it.
What do you people want? Okay. I know the numbers of the people who are saying.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready to give out phone numbers.
Okay. Well, but nice, time to change my number.
Nice Slacker wouldn't give out these people's numbers.
No, he wouldn't. No.
No. So if you're one of the people who wants me to be nicer, I need you to text in to 51059 and answer this. Are you happy now? I haven't been mean this entire time.
Yeah.
Are you entertained? Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. The phone number is...
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So you're freaking me out because your kid's not a Disney kid?
He is, but not in the way that me and my wife would have him be if we chose it. My wife had a TV like all throughout her, through high school, through college, like all the time I knew her, she had a TV with a VCR in it,
mm-hmm.
and she had all the old VCR Disney movies, and she would put one on every
like
night.
Like the classics.
A VHS.
The
Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, yeah. Peter Pan, Robin Hood, like all of those. Every night she'd just pop one in and fall asleep to it. So she's like, all those classic Disney movies mm-hmm. are...
Do you know what's really weird?
What?
I've seen almost none of the movies you just named.
What? Really?
Really?
How?
I mean, it sounds weird. I owned them all, but I never watched them. I've never seen Bambi all the way through. I just know Bambi's mom gets shot at the beginning.
Gosh, that's, spoiler alert.
Sorry! The movie was made in the 30s, for God's sake.
Was yeah. it? I something actually like that. Don't remember either. I think I only saw that one once and I was traumatized.
Yeah, it's just... I don't. Yeah,
I liked it as a anti
as
an anti deer advocate.
That's right. They
oh,
got
no.
one of them.
Yeah.
Bambi's got a happy ending in my eyes. I just turn it off right then. Yeah. I imagine Bambi starving to death, all right. alone out yeah. in the. Oh my God, that's so dark. So,
wow, reel it in.
No, you're nailing it though.
But like the point is, Gen Z and now apparently Alpha, Gen Z does not like Disney anymore. So are yeah. you out, Aaron?
No, I'm still in.
Mm.
Why?
You really think you are?
Yeah.
Would you go to Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would absolutely go.
You would?
Yes.
When was the last time you went?
February.
Okay. It's awful.
No.
Your
no.
sister, did you? Okay, your sister was dying.
Yes.
Sorry, to be blunt.
Be blunt. It's
but
fine.
But like... Did you get, I don't, this is.
We went on all the rides. We were still able to.
Did they give you something for that? Did they give you like a little, there like a.
I may or may not have gotten a free ticket.
But I mean, do they give you like.
But no,
this
we
sounds
didn't,
so
inside
weird to say.
The park, we didn't get any special privileges. My sister was in a wheelchair, but we still didn't, like capitalize on that.
Because I swear to God, I'm not trying to be funny.
No.
But like, you would think somebody. Fighting cancer,
mm-hmm.
that's the definition of a fast pass. Give that person a fast
yeah.
pass.
Yeah.
They
we,
have
yeah.
very
which,
little time.
Yeah,
little,
they have,
ride as
they
many
have Lightning
rides as,
Lane and you can like buy those or something. So they're open to the general public.
But you just
have
give
to buy
one
them.
To someone.
Yeah, we just bought them. It was great.
Yeah, I think you, yeah, and just the stamina of waiting in line could take a lot if you're battling
yes, just
an illness.
Like, I'm willing to wait a little longer to let somebody who's suffering from terminal cancer just get in front of me. Just go.
Yeah.
Just go. Mm-hmm. Just go. Just
yeah.
go. Just go.
Would people
go.
Start faking it, though? Is that what that is?
So that's, they recently had to, like, draw a line. And they're, like, reducing.
Because
people are faking illnesses to get passes or to get free things.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you skip the line in a wheelchair a little bit?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because rent in a wheelchair is cheap.
I'm just you are part of the problem.
Okay, so you're
yeah,
saying
we've tried to introduce my son and daughter both to, but she's still younger, but to like the classic Disney movies and some he likes,
mm-hmm.
Peter Pan and Robin Hood and stuff.
Cute.
And then some
he likes the violent ones.
Is that it? Maybe he doesn't like Little Mermaid. Although
it's a girl movie. I'm not trying
no,
to
no,
say
that's violent too. There's the giant ship. Attack thingy that Ursula does at the end.
Spoiler. I haven't made it. No, like, I was surprised at Little Mermaid because there's in Peter Pan, there's the
violent.
Scene where he goes to see all the mermaids who live.
Peter
Pan
Bandits?
Does. Yeah, there's like mermaids.
There's mermaids in Peter Pan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember
They're
that
in
at
the,
all.
Like the cove. Yeah.
There are?
On, what? Yeah. There's...
You're making that up.
No, they're there. Yeah.
Okay. What? I need to walk into your pan again.
Yeah. And he was like helping bake cookies at the time. And then when that scene came on. Bikini clad mermaids, he stopped and turned around and lasered in on that scene.
Leo did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why doesn't he want to watch Little Mermaid?
I was like, wow, you're going to love the Little Mermaid. I know.
Like, there's
Prince Eric is hot.
Okay. Tiana.
Oh, yeah. Flynn Rider.
Rapunzel.
Oh, my God.
Rapunzel is just like, oh.
Okay. But I think that's part of it. Because some of the movies
I've got a new porn search string. I'm about to go down that rabbit hole.
Some of them are like the 3D animated. And I think the 2D, like the old school anime.
The 2D kind of sucks.
Yeah. Like he loves Toy Story. That's.
Yeah.
That's the cutting edge. Pixar stuff is dope.
But even like Lion King. Like who doesn't like Lion King? That was the first movie I saw
in
theaters.
That's pretty violent. He should like that.
But it's just kind of, he doesn't,
crazy.
Animals. Really?
Yeah. He's like, where's the bikinis?
Hakuna Matata? Oh, you're right. There's not enough.
I don't know. Man.
Your kid is into sex and violence.
Hold on, Mufasa.
Mufasa.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We're going to handle somebody else's problem. It's no longer about us. We call it OPP, and Tiek is going to tell us what it's about.
Yeah, Nick is new to being married. He's got some questions, I guess, about how this...
Wrong place, bud. How hang up, Aaron.
So, unmarried Aaron, twice loser me. Well, so this is Tiek.
Oh, yeah.
So you figured this out. This is you. Yeah. All right, Nick.
Yay.
Welcome to the newly branded T-Hack OPP. Feel free to ask him any questions. What's going on? What's your problem?
Yeah, so pretty much my wife, she's just on my case all the time about wearing my wedding ring, you know? Like, just whenever we go out together, you know? But, like, I don't mind wearing it, you know, when we go out, you know? But, like, when we're around the house or when I go to work, I mean, it just feels a little awkward. I just kind of don't like the feel.
What?
You know?
What?
You know, if you wear it more often, you get used to it.
No, I don't know. And it's kind of silly because I feel like everyone at the office knows I'm married, right? They were all at the wedding, for God's sake. So, like...
So you think she wants to wear... She wants you to wear it... Sort of like
everywhere.
The animal marking its territory. She wants you to be like out there as a married man, and you're like, I'm out there as a married man. Period. The ring's not stopping me from cheating.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I think you said it backwards. That makes it sound like he's gonna cheat.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying,
it's like, stopping me.
With or without the ring, I'm not gonna cheat.
Yeah. I know it's
okay.
What I meant? Yeah, she decided to come at me.
Yeah. I'm just making for clarification.
Okay, so. Is it just, be honest with us, is it just the feeling of the ring, or is it?
It's the feeling, and it's also, sometimes I feel like the judgment that comes with it, too. But,
what do you mean by
you
judgment? Like, people thinking you're married? Why would you want that? Like, ew.
I get that all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I just...
Do you like it?
Like
the design.
My wife picked it, so yeah, no.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay.
That's okay.
So do you wear other kinds of jewelry or any like are you new to jewelry? That was how I was kinda like I never wore rings ever in my life until I got married.
So I'm not a huge jewelry person, no. Maybe that's another reason. Like, I barely wear a watch, you know. Anything that's uncomfortable, I just, you know.
Can we find an angle for you to not wear? Like, do you work with your, like NFL players won't wear their ring because, like, if they gets caught on a helmet, they could rip their finger off.
Yeah.
That's why they wear those silicone rings.
I was going to say, there's some players wear the silicone ones. They're kind of putting the pressure on the ones. They're like, come on, man.
Yeah, I know. You can wear those and the ring will rip before
they're like,
your
I got
finger.
Away with not wearing them. Now I got to wear the
silicone. The silicone ring is tragic. They just sell them at, like...
I've looked at buying them, and I'm not even close. Just because they have really cool... They have Harry Potter ones. They have Star Wars ones.
Nerd. No. You're not a... No. And where are you going to wear it?
I don't know.
She's going to marry Harry.
All right. Let me get the phone number in real quick. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Is it, has it become, dude, I mean, I don't know what to say to you. Like,
well, I wear my ring all the time, but like if I go to the gym and play basketball, I leave it at home. Because it's like, I'm going to take it off when I get there, and I don't want to.
You can't play basketball with a ring on?
It might get caught on something, yeah. I because I'm not. And
the rim?
maybe.
The rim?
Maybe.
Are you playing at a Y maybe. Where the rims no, can be
the
lowered?
Water fountain what? Or something, maybe. I don't know.
Could it get
the bleachers.
What? Like, basketball players don't wear it because they dunk. Your,
yeah, yeah.
It's still a safety thing. You don't want it to get scratched. I don't know.
Scratched?
I don't know what kind of
precious,
metal it is.
Oh my God.
It's
the
still
amount
a soft
of idiocy.
Metal.
Yeah, between, the gold gets mine's yellow gold. It gets scratched all the time. It's like
scratched
soft.
On something on the basketball court?
No, because I don't wear it on the basketball court.
Oh
so
my
know.
God. Nick, all right, so we need to address this because first off, you can't. Like, I get it. You're doing the guy card thing where it's like, I didn't know I had to wear a ring. Yeah, it's just, it's only just part of all of time.
That, yeah.
You just,
yeah. But I mean, what I'm saying is I wear it all the time, but then there are some times where I don't wear it for that reason and I don't bring it to put it on right away afterwards because I just don't want to lose it. So during that time, I am technically out without my ring, but I'm still married. I'm going to the gym.
Yeah, but if he's not
besides, if you
it,
go to Vasa Fitness, there's big signs that say no dunking. So that's why I don't do it. Oh, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
It's against the rules. It's against the rules.
Yeah. Nick, so is she ready to throw down an ultimatum on you? Or what brings you to us? Why are you trying to get people just on your side to say not wearing your ring is a normal behavior?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if I can try to convince her somehow to just give me a little slack and just, you know, Just a little piece, some comfort, you know. It's just a little. It's more annoying how much she nags at me for doing it. You know what I mean? I think that's the bigger.
Buddy, you got a long life ahead of you.
Oh boy!
Well, is there? Yeah, does she ever take her ring off?
I mean, at night, you know, when we go to bed. But like sometimes, even when I go to shower, she kind of nags me for taking it off. So I'm like, I'm a little confused at that.
I never took it off.
I take it off to shower.
Oh my God. Yeah. You people don't understand what being. Okay. It's weird. Pot calling kettle. But you don't understand what. Like, the only time I took it off was when I was bathing my children because I didn't want to, like, it's so weird, like you're knocking it on their head and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's weird, like you're like shampooing their head and you're just, you feel like it's like clunky.
Yeah, yeah. That
and then
makes
I
sense.
Would sometimes forget to put it back on.
Because
then you're like, you lotion them up after and like whatever and you're
and they just carry on.
How bold are those quotation marks around forget to put it back
no,
on?
No, I would just forget.
Forget.
Because you're going through the routine of
you
putting
would?
Your
okay.
kid. Yeah. Yeah. My marriage wasn't going well either.
That's a different
if
subject.
I'm being honest.
Noah hasn't bathed in weeks.
Nick, hang on. We're going to talk about you behind your back and try to find a solution for you. He's got so many issues.
Yeah. I mean, I get it a little bit because I was never a ring guy ever, ever, ever. I never
Then don't get married or have the talk with your wife.
But I mean, it's not the ring that means that you're married.
No, but it is an expectation of like, you're standing in a church or wherever you choose to get married and you're doing the ceremony about the rings. And as I slide this on, the ring is a loop and it's eternal. And
yeah,
it
yeah.
signifies your eternal love for each other. And it's like, cool. And then as you're walking down the aisle, you like flick it to the best man and go, hand it to me after golf next Tuesday. Like, no, you put it on and you leave it on. You J-holes, you take it off in the shower. Oh my God, what if it gets
You're protecting
clean?
It.
You're no. protecting it from what? Water?
No, and
soap?
From the soap that damages it.
It's oh my God. Yeah.
I'm not
Where
even
are
joking.
You buying your rings at?
Well, I don't have any, thank you very
this
much.
This is why.
But no, gold is a soft metal. It can,
no, it's not that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
Shane Company people, back me up. Can you shower with your ring? Yes.
Let
you
me try can. One.
No, we're not getting you a free ring from Shane Co. to shower in.
It doesn't have to be an engagement one.
Right,
it can be a regular.
All right, so a couple things are going to happen. We need advice for Nick. Shane Co., if you call in, Aaron will start an OnlyFans page where she just showers with a ring every day.
Or
look, it's holding up nicely.
Are there married people that don't wear rings? Because I feel like
yeah,
after a
absolutely.
Certain point, like I know like my mom's.
Yeah, the ones who cheat.
No, my mom's like got it had to be in the shop, so she was without a ring for like a while, and it wasn't like she wasn't married, and it wasn't like my dad
yeah,
was freaking out
because
she wasn't wearing a ring. It's like no,
but
just,
you still have the wedding certificate or whatever. The
oh
the,
yeah, right. So
yeah.
you carry that around.
No, but I'm just saying you have other things.
Receptionist.
You have other things tying you guys together.
No, it's,
also,
at a certain
like the
point,
dedication that you have to each other. Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't have
but you
that.
You should just be wearing your ring. You should just be like when you're married, you should just be wearing your ring because not every like he's saying everybody in my work knows I'm married. Yeah, but what about the Amazon hot Amazon driver who comes by and is like, ooh, look at that dude. It's like, oh, dang it, he's got a ring.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the one that always says that rings are actually what draw.
It didn't work for me. Every time I'd wear my ring, nothing would happen. It could just be that I'm wholly unattractive.
It doesn't work for me either.
Yeah,
so.
Nobody hits on you, right?
Nope.
But you just have that face like I'm so faithful to my wife.
Thank you.
What I mean is you're ugly.
Okay.
Hey, that's so mean.
All right, Nick wants you to get him out of wearing his wedding ring is essentially what we're looking for. Or we can just line up calls and bash Nick to bits. If you've got
either way.
If you're somebody who doesn't wear their ring, what's the excuse you're telling your sig other to get out of it? Because he can use better ammo than I just don't like the feel of it. Because that never worked with us in relations raincoats. It's like, baby, right. I don't like how that feels.
Right.
Right. Well, I don't like how it feels to be pregnant or with herpes. So put that bad boy on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Was that analogy good? Or
yeah,
no,
it was very good, actually.
Nick wants to be ringless. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Nick out, I think. Or do we just not like Nick?
Do we automatically have to be on Nick's side? That feels kind of...
I don't know. So Nick just got married, and he's like, my wife is always nagging me. It's like, yeah, that happens when you know about wearing the ring. And you're like, yeah, you know, he's like, I just don't want to wear... Like,
well, I relate to him a little bit. I've never wore rings ever in my life. And then all of a sudden you go from never wearing one to now you have to wear
but
one.
But you understood that was going to happen.
Right. That was part of it. I got it. Yeah.
Like for him to sit there and go.
I didn't even question it. And I'm happily married to this day.
He's like, wait, what? What's this new thing? With you mean I have to wear what? It's like you don't. Okay.
But is that the end all be all of being married? Is it wearing a ring? Is that do you need to?
No, but it's definitely you can't play surprise. You don't get to go like, hold up. Like,
yeah.
When did this start? Like Bible times?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
don't.
That's true. You're wearing white.
What? Valerie?
Hi, yay. Yes. Hi.
Yes. What do you think?
I absolutely think this is a power play. This is, I want to show people I'm married when I want to show them, and I don't want to wear it when I'm in question. This is a really immature move. Either you're married or you're not. You wear your ring or you're not. Slacker, hi.
I figured it out, right? Like, right when you started talking, I'm like, this is just not an ordinary Valerie. This one's handled a divorce for me.
Oh,
so
I see.
Valerie knows her way around.
Wow.
Guy's not wearing rings.
Expert, aren't you tired? Hasn't he put you through enough?
Easy, like, tired. Okay, right. So,
you know,
this guy, he's not a normal dude, though. I mean, he's playing a lot of, like, I'm dumb games, which is just, I don't like it.
I think that you know, it's kind of like I have family law cases where the guy, every time he gets mad, he takes his ring off. You either commit or you don't commit. And I understand it's an adjustment when you get married. I've been married 31 years. But, you know, either you do it or you don't. But to take it off as you deem appropriate,
yeah,
is disrespectful, whether it's to the female or the male. You know, show that you respect your spouse and that you want people to know that you're married and you are there in a commitment. But to take it off as it's convenient to you with an excuse that...
You're right. And here's what we're willing to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you Nick's wife's number here in a minute, because she may be needing your services before...
What's the commission on something like that?
It's not... commission.
Do we like a referral?
Divorces don't get commissions, or I'd be okay.
Referral.
Okay, Margo.
Yay.
What do you think?
So for the record, I take my ring off when I shower. I also take it off when I sleep because your fingers swell. But then they unswell.
So, oh my God, you people! Okay.
I thought it had to do with a lot of the ice cream I was eating before bed.
That's part of it.
It swells when you're sleeping, but I try not to forget my ring, but my fiance, as a mechanic, he can't wear his ring because it's a danger, and so that's just never been a problem for us that he doesn't wear his ring. He has it, and, you know, that's, it's more important, the commitment, than actually wearing it. I feel naked when I'm not wearing my ring, but it doesn't bother me in the slightest that he's not wearing his.
Mm.
But that's because you've communicated.
Exactly. You have to be on the same page about it. And this is a conversation we had well early on into it.
You don't get to just the day after the wedding go, what?
Yeah. But you don't worry about your husband, like, you know, fixing something for a pretty lady and then she sees doesn't have a ring, and that you're not worried about because you know he's committed.
How much porn do you watch?
I know how it is.
No, I don't worry about it at all. I know he's coming home to me, and so him not wearing a ring doesn't bother me.
Good for you.
All right, okay. Thank you for the call. I just, okay, it just, because she's okay with it, but that, like, whatever, Nick's wife isn't.
That's the thing.
It's the end of story.
So if your spouse wants you to do something,
yes!
And if it's important to her.
Do you want to still be married?
Notice my ring.
I hate happy wife, happy life. But it's...
This is a big one. This feels like it exists
for a reason. Because if you want to stay married, I will tell you the reverse is absolutely true. Unhappy wife, goodbye.
Yeah, we'll work on the rhyming.
Sharon.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think a ring is a symbol of marriage, but marriage is in your heart. And she's being very insecure. The fact that she has to have him wear a ring. He knows he's married. He loves her. She should be secure in that.
Is that what you got from him talking? You got, I love her? Is that was the resounding emotion you felt coming off his voice?
Well, a ring should signify your marriage. I think a marriage, you should have it in your heart.
I do agree with that. But I think a guy resistant to that might be suffering on the other side of it. Like he might not, it might not be in his heart. And he doesn't want a reminder of what a crappy husband he is on his hand every day going, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm supposed to love
that's
her.
That's right. Which hand does it go on again?
Right, exactly. It's not on either of your hands today. Shelly?
Hi.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't think it really matters. I mean, at the end of the day, the ring's not going to stop anybody from cheating, and it's not big of a deal with his wife. Like, put a silicone ring on or wear it when you go to a barbecue or a family outing, but at the end of the day, it does not matter.
So, but even though it matters to her, you think he should stand his ground?
Yep, I absolutely do. My husband's the same way. He doesn't like wearing his ring. That's fine. He works with his hands, but you know, if somebody else wants him and the ring is what's going to stop it, then obviously the husband's not going to stick around that long. If it's
okay, listen, my other divorce attorney didn't call in, but I'm doing referrals to two different attorneys. Start texting in immediately.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I hate to bring up bad memories again, but Slacker recently told the story about how you went to a sandwich shop. You thought it was a
this
different
is
sandwich
a bad
shop.
Memory.
No, but it was embarrassing for you.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to bring that up again.
Which you shouldn't, like, you shouldn't be embarrassed about it now. We should be able
finish
to
finish the story for people who don't understand what happened.
You went into Jersey Mike's demanding your sandwich. They didn't have it for you. You got kind of upset. Showed them, they said, can we see your order? You showed them your phone. And they said, sir, I'm sorry, that's the Jimmy John's app. This is a Jersey Mike's. And then you had to...
When you say well, it so succinctly, I feel so...
This is a cliff notes of it.
Accidents happen. Yeah. Okay.
I left out a lot of the yelling that would happen.
But it's just like, I hadn't had Jersey Mike's in so long, and I'm flipping through my phone, and I hit J, and then you see the J, and it... Like,
and they're
very
similar.
I thought sandwiches.
Yeah.
I'm like, sandwiches. Yes. And then I ordered it. And the whole time I'm ordering it, I'm like, why doesn't it have Tom's way as the obvious...
Mike's way.
Mike's, yeah.
Who is Tom?
My friend on MySpace.
Oh. Okay.
You were just, I don't know. Were you even on a phone like at this point?
It's more of an abacus tied into it.
So speaking of Jimmy John's, right? I've picked up food from Jimmy John's before. And like you order online and then go to pick it up. I picked it up for my wife.
Yes, I know.
Right,
but you have to actually go to Jimmy John's to pick it up. So it turns out they don't just bring it to whatever shop.
Whatever Subway, whatever Quiznos.
Like, excuse me. Y'all have my Jimmy John's order in here?
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Oh my God, I'm so stupid. So,
but when you go
when
you go to Jimmy John's normally and you I've walked in and I have an online order for Tyler, and then they just kind of point at a table.
Yes.
Like, yeah. And then you find your own and then you just take it and go, right?
Yes.
And it's always very convenient, but it also feels a little like, well, couldn't anyone just come in and grab this food?
Yeah, but it's usually available at a fairly specific time. I've had that same thought, but I'm like, if I go in and I know I've ordered one sandwich and there's this huge bag under Tom.
Yeah.
And I grabbed it and then the door opens and there's this beefcake of a man wearing his garage like scrubs and it says Tom on it, like he's gonna kill me because he's gonna go like, wait, that's, and I'm like, ah!
Yeah.
He doesn't know what you ordered though. Maybe you ordered a lot too.
I know, but what if he could see the Tom on the receipt or whatever? I have often thought about, because deep down inside me, I know you guys may or may not believe this, there's a super criminal in me. I've done some shady stuff. I definitely know how to do shady stuff, and it when a shady opportunity presents itself, what do you call the thoughts that you don't act on?
Oh,
subliminal?
No.
What do you call
it? It starts with an I, doesn't it?
Yes, it's not impractical, but it's like...
Because
we did it on the show the other day. It's how I want to drive my car.
Intrusive.
Yes, I have intrusive thoughts. Every time I'm at Chipotle and there's this huge order, I'm like, I bet there's chips and salsa and like all sorts of stuff in there.
Okay.
Like, all right. God, I want to grab
that.
So
we're very similar.
Okay.
So,
we are?
Yeah, a
You're
little
a
bit.
Good person, though.
I am. But I still have the thoughts.
Oh, okay.
I don't act on them, but I always see that's what I'm saying. Like, I see the all the orders sitting there. I'm like, who's stopping anyone from coming in and just
nobody.
And just grab, right. So that's one side of the spectrum. The other night, I went to one of my favorite places, Slim Chickens, and I ordered online, and I walked in, and I said, hi, I have an order for Tyler. And they said, okay, right away. And it wasn't quite ready yet, so I had to wait a couple minutes while they're bagging it all up. I could see him getting all my things. He comes back out, and he says, all right, here you go. I said, thank you. And he says, can you just confirm that last name on the order for me? Which is fine, but it's empty. There's no one in the store.
Oh.
I nailed the name on...
Yeah,
the first name
alone.
Right.
Coming in saying Tyler.
Yes.
Yeah. There's very few D-bags on the planet.
I'm saying.
They're still named that. Really?
Yeah, there's a few.
Are there?
Yeah.
Have you slept with any?
What else happened?
Wow. All right. Go
you
down.
Have?
Yeah.
Have you slept with a Tyler?
Represent.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you right now. Not only could I and would I never sleep with a Tyler.
Yeah, come on.
It was at the same time that this Tyler was added on, though.
Really?
So, yeah. Because remember, there was, sorry.
You were regularly
tangent.
Sleeping with a,
yeah.
You know what? I feel like we're at the point where we don't have to announce tangents on this show anymore. They just assume. It's like, hold up, they're on the same track still. Maybe we should announce when we're on track.
You're right.
Okay.
There was a day that you texted me. And you were like, hey, how's Tyler doing? And I was like, oh, it's fine. You know, this thing happened at the wedding, this incident. So, like, I don't know. We might have to get lawyers involved. And you were like, for T-Hack?
Oh my God. Was Tyler the name of the...
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So I was
you
like,
you did sleep with a Tyler.
I did.
Right up until he did the bad thing.
Yeah. Wow. Couldn't look at him the same after that.
Sorry.
So you were wondering why you were like, how's Tyler? She's like, he's got a big one. You're like, whoa, what's
Jesus,
what's
Aaron?
Going on?
What's let's going break on? Him in and work okay. with work.
So, all right, let's get, all right, we're back on topic now.
Okay, back on topic, everyone.
Announcing it. So I'm wondering, so I confirmed my last name and then he gives it to me, but I'm just, the wide range of, like, some stores are like, just grab whatever, 100%. We don't care. And then this, he's like, I need your social, I
yes.
need your name.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't, and I want to genuinely know, if you work at one of these places and you have to confirm, what happens if they are trying to steal it? Because that's what goes through my mind.
There's
initially.
Just an awkward moment.
And what happens? Does the person just run out then? Or like, do they guess a name and get it wrong? And then you
Smith?
Have to... Exactly. And then also...
Brown. I like, I'm trying to think of all the most common names.
Yeah.
Jones?
Yeah. Well, and how would you nail the first name? Like, is there
yeah,
some,
no, that's stupid.
Is there
with
some
nobody
scheme
else in
where,
there?
Where you're hacking into their walkie-talkie system and you can hear
right.
them say, oh, we've got Tyler, and then you go in and get... I just want to know, has that ever happened, and what happens if they're trying to steal it?
I don't know how to say this, but I think it has to be said. You look enough homeless adjacent.
Okay, sure.
Oh, okay. No.
With a big one.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if we should talk about this on the air, because I don't know if... Well, everyone can relate to what we're going to say here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Yeah.
But I don't
Please
think,
relate.
But I don't think there's an answer. Like, I like to think that at the end of some of the goofy things we do, we kind of have an answer sometimes. Like, we mm-hmm. when we do OPP, there's advice.
Yeah.
Like, there's... We kind of come to a conclusion.
Okay.
You know? But, like... There's basically a list sure. of things that, like, you're just never going to understand.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what.
Yeah. No matter how many times it's explained to you.
You're never going to understand. Like, for example, magnets.
No. It's never even been explained to me.
It's
like,
not?
No.
It's just been like, this is a magnet.
Yeah. Deal with it.
It sticks to metal.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm really second guessing. Like, what was I doing in school? What were we doing all this time? They didn't tell us anything.
Do you know? I mean, I know we've talked about this before, but do you understand it doesn't stick to stainless steel, though, right?
Yeah.
I've heard that. Yeah. Because you have the werewolf appliance or whatever it is.
Sub-zero.
Don't you have a wolf something?
Yes, that's the oven part.
Oh, okay. See, no matter how many times you explain it, I like, can't wrap my head around it.
But then Aaron's over here going, I don't understand a compass.
Yeah, because there's something.
Because it's a magnet.
How? Why?
Well, there you go.
But like, it always points north because of what magnet?
The Earth's magnetic pole. Like, the Earth is like a giant, the poles are magnetic. Do you not get that? Like, it's...
I understand what you're saying, but no.
Yeah. We want to know why. Why are they magnetic?
I don't know, because we're a giant ball spinning through space.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, that part I get.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Explain it to me, then.
Although...
We're a giant ball spinning through space. I think you did just
did you
fine.
Do you know that, like, the poles can and have flipped?
No, I did not know
I've
that.
I've heard that, yeah.
I think it would probably, they claim, nobody seems super scared of it, but I think it might just disrupt all of life on Earth. I think we might be kind of screwed.
Oh, really?
If it happened.
I just thought, like, Santa went to live down south for a while.
I don't think
Is that what it means?
I don't think I think then your compass would point south. And it just goes, boom. I don't know if, like, one day it just goes, boom. This, again, we're just going to talk about things. Like, yeah. I feel like this is just unrequited. If you understand magnets, or if the pole, just
and
text in at 510-59.
Explain it to us as if we're 12.
In truncated text, because that's all we can get.
Yeah.
510-59. What else on this list don't you get? I get everything on this list.
What? No way.
Vinyls. I don't understand how, I've watched so many videos as to how vinyl records are made. I don't get it.
I agree. I understand the needle goes in the groove, and that's what makes the sound.
They push the wax down, and then it's like where the needle hits the thing. But like I don't get it.
Yeah, why would that make a sound?
Yeah,
just
because
a needle in
they've
a groove.
Taken the band right, and they've shrunk them down.
Oh, okay. Miss Frizzle is involved. Gotcha.
And they're living in the tiny little grooves, and they're just waiting. And as soon as that needle touches, I'm like, oh, looks like they want to hear where the streets have no name. Like that.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're scratching it.
Yes.
And they panic? Okay.
Yeah, wow. No, they don't panic.
You
they
do
know
understand
what
everything.
They go, chew it, chew it. Chew it, chew it. Okay. What else do you want to know? Okay. This is Slacker Explains Science.
I don't understand how people blow bubbles with their gum. I can't blow a bubble.
Are you being really serious?
I'm being dead serious, yeah. I can't whistle and I can't blow a bubble.
What?
I'm going to say this.
They're somehow related,
you
I think.
Stop trying. Probably. Everyone can whistle, yeah. Dude.
Especially,
everyone can.
Like, you played the saxophone. I feel like you should.
It's totally different. He just wanted to lick the reed. It's weird. He just sits there like, oh,
yeah. If I don't have wood in my mouth, what's the point? Because the reed.
I get it, okay. Dude. Just nobody wanted to hear that. They'd rather hear me explain science than hear you talk about. There you go. Go in. Go in. Hey,
you
guys.
You need to make a smaller hole.
What? Can I just
lick your lips and make
she
it?
She doesn't get in trouble.
There's a point where even I realize we're not even trying to do radio right now.
We're just trying to whistle.
People are driving going, is this what it's come to? We're just going to, every day at this time, we're going to listen to T-Hack try to get better at whistling. T-Hack, what do you have for us today?
Pretty bad.
You can't like in and out. There's something there. You got a little something. It's almost there, dude.
Let me compare. Slacker, you do it. Oh, so I can see.
I can't. It's so dumb.
Do you guys understand? Wait, there was one that I really love. How airplanes can be so big and heavy and fly.
No.
You understand that?
No.
Have you ever watched an airplane fly?
Yeah.
I guess. Seen them take off, yeah.
And what?
I've eaten at the perfect landing.
Is that open again?
It was.
I don't know.
It was open for a while because you could watch the airplanes coming in.
Well, no, they had a fire. They had a kitchen fire not too long ago, and then it was closed. Children's Hospital, kiddo. Judah. Nope, that's not his name. Jude. Yeah. He plays there. He goes in and has lunch and then he sits down.
Yeah.
The guy who plays for Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
He just goes in there and sits down. That's a perfect place to figure it out. Show me an airplane taking off with your
hands. I've tried to perform at my whistling act there.
Jude TX coming in to do a couple Billy Joel songs with you.
Yeah. No, but I don't understand. I mean, they get going real fast and then they go.
Yeah.
It's the air. Okay. You understand that it's like, if you watch an airplane take off, everybody does this. They do their hand going up like a rocket. That's not how an airplane takes off. Mm-mm. It's going up. Basically, if you watch an airplane, it's really disconcerting, but I worked at the airport, so I used to just stand there and watch airplanes take off. You don't want to think about it like this, but they're literally going up just a tiny bit faster than they're plummeting to their death.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That was better when I didn't understand it.
Yes. No, because it's like the wing is curved on the top, so the air going underneath it goes faster than the air going over, so it lifts it up.
Okay. That makes sense. I get that.
Can we be done?
Yeah. Please.
Do we have a theme song?
Not yet.
Slacker Explains Science. Here's the theme.
Wait, you got it!
It was there!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Moral dilemma, and this is the only place I have to go.
So. You gotta find. We all need to find other places.
Okay. Yeah, for morality, this is the wrong room.
Okay. Well, my son got invited to a birthday party. He's been invited to a lot of them, and they're always like hit or miss. Sometimes I go, and there's dads there, and it's great. And sometimes I go, and I just I'm the only one there. And then they're like, "What's with the creepy guy?" What'd you bring him for?
They need to tell you up front. It's like, just drop your kid off.
Yeah.
Like, this is that kind of thing that you can just like bounce and go to Costco and Trader Joe's and get like fun things done. Or you got to stand here and suffer with the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because I know exactly what you're talking about.
I feel like you can figure that out though, based on just like walking in.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't even have to walk in. There were certain parties that I knew that I didn't even have to make my wheels come to a complete stop.
But your
I
would kids have my were kids probably
shoulder
older,
rolling out. No,
not
really.
Four, five. Yeah.
I'd watch them walk up to the step.
Okay.
I could see him in the rearview mirror. I was
pretty
like,
sure that's the right house. You'll be fine.
There's a little sign out front, a helping hand, the teal hand in the window. Don't you think that was weird that we told everybody? Sorry, that's just one of those things that's always driven me nuts.
The teal hand? Yeah. What was that?
It was like the teal hand was like, I think the teal hand is for like Halloween means we have like.
No, that's the teal pumpkin.
Oh, and what does that mean? We have food for like.
I believe if a kid has the teal pumpkin, that means that they are somewhere on the autism spectrum and they don't want the candy.
Okay.
So it's like have a toy instead. But maybe the house also has a teal pumpkin to show that they have other things than candy. I don't know exactly.
But the helping hand at some point, I am so sorry to have hijacked your birthday thing, was like.
Doesn't feel like a helping hand, but go ahead.
If you've. Like when I was young, if there was a predator chasing you, you ran to the house with a hand. You put a handprint up in the house.
It was basically saying this is a safe house.
Yes.
But why don't the predators just put it?
That's what I'm saying. It was a known fact. And it's like, if I am Johnny Child Abductor, I'm just putting my hand on the coffee machine. Yeah.
Doors
and it's
unlocked.
Like, and then just have one of your friends scare. This is terrible that I'm giving the idea. But like have one of your friends scare a kid. He's going to come running into your house. He's going to run to the house with a hand.
Yeah.
It just seemed like this is not
just
the way.
Not.
The execution was questionable. Yeah.
The sign I always hated was the neighborhood watch sign whenever and it has the kind of guy with the red circle line through it. Because that guy was scary. I thought the guy.
Yeah, he did not seem like who you wanted watching the neighborhood.
Yeah, he has like the little, like his scary eyes. And so I was like, it's supposed to be like, this is a safe place with this real scary guy.
Right, this Dick Tracy looking silhouette.
Yes.
It was like, yeah,
yes,
it was not
exactly.
Good.
I hated
okay,
that.
Okay, back to
I've
shoulder.
Never seen that guy in my life. Okay.
We know what kind of neighborhood you live in.
There it is. Okay. Guess they don't have those on Colfax, huh?
I hate you.
Oh. We're developing characters on the show, Aaron, and your character turns out is kind of trampy.
So my son was invited to a birthday party, and it's great. We don't know them yet because he just started a new school. They invited the whole class, so it's awesome. It's great, like great way they'll get to hang out. But the invitation says it's this day, and it says please no gifts, just come play.
Mm.
Which is great, and I understand from a parent.
These are four-year-olds, bro.
Okay, you're with me a little bit. And
I am.
There's an etiquette a little bit to we're going to show up. They're putting on a party. You bring
a party at their house or a party at like a Boondocks or...
It's like their house, basically.
Like
yeah.
a clubhouse.
Yes, yeah. So there's an element of like you don't want to show up empty-handed to a party, but also I don't want to disrespect what their parents are asking for.
Has
if
your
they
wife
don't want-
ever done the thing where she's like, seriously, baby, don't buy me flowers.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
It's not different. It's exactly the same.
No, it's not.
It's exactly the same.
No.
Because you know what she's saying? You better buy me flowers.
Yes, she is. They are not saying that for the kids.
They're saying you don't have to because we know we're inviting people that we've never met. But you better. It's a kid's birthday party. You bring a damn gift.
And what if there's...
You just do.
You think?
Buy your wife flowers. Hey, take it from me. I got a pile of ex-wives. You buy...
And you didn't get them flowers.
Correct! Because they said they didn't want them!
No, but it's different with kids because like my youngest nephew turned one and it was after my sister had passed and we were like, just come hang out. Like, just spend time together. We just got done.
Declan wanted presents.
He doesn't know what's going
on. He'd be super stoked if he did.
It took us months to open up all of the gifts. We just finished.
Wow.
Great. See? Awesome.
And guess what?
Now hide them and give them to them slowly over time.
They're on the stairwell, like going to the basement. We've maybe opened up three boxes.
So that's that. I understand that. But I'm saying hey, just moved into a new house. Come check out my housewarming. You don't have to bring anything. yeah. You're coming to my new house. You bring a plant, a bottle of wine, live, laugh, love, stupid thing that you don't want in your house anymore. You bring the sign that says laundry.
Yeah.
You bring something because even though I said no, I only said no to be polite and I expect you to be polite and do the right thing and bring a gift.
Well, I'm with you. I also am worried about what if we don't, and all it takes,
the only one.
Yeah, and well, all it takes is one kid to bring a gift, and then it goes. Now it's kind of
dominoes all fall.
Exactly. Now we all look bad. Oh, that kid got a gift. He'll remember that kid.
You don't look bad because you followed directions, and you're teaching your son to follow directions.
But I'm with you. The kid didn't make the invitation.
Correct.
The parents did.
The kid wants gifts.
The kid wants gifts. So, but do I disrespect the parent?
Do you think it's disrespecting him? It's not like you're walking in with a glove and like whoosh, hitting him across the face and challenging him to a duel in the streets at sunset. Like
I might. Well, I don't know what kind of party it is. But.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I got a pro tip for people traveling. Mm. I never knew this, but you can be removed from an airplane for having a bad hair day.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh no. Oh gosh.
Oh yeah.
Did you know that you can insure your sandwich? I'll tell you about it next.
Okay. Mm.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A food truck owner in Ireland.
Hold on. Who's got an Irish accent? Arg.
They're not pirates.
Aren't they though? But I still love them.
Okay.
What are they? Okay, just get me started and I can do it.
I'm struggling so hard.
I don't know what it's
okay,
said.
A food truck owner in Ireland is offering customers the option of insuring their sandwiches.
Why?
Because seagulls are stealing them.
What?
Huh?
Shut up.
There have been so many reports.
Seagull, like you get a sandwich.
And just, it swoops down.
They just come and steal
it. Yeah. Okay. And the seagulls are protected by law and breeding like crazy, which is why they're...
You don't make no insurance if you got Smith & Wesson, you know what I'm saying?
You only have to pay $1.30 extra.
Oh, that's not bad.
To insure your sandwich. Yeah. It's worth it.
Has there been a rise in costumes for the seagulls? Like, I would be running like, free sandwiches.
I do know Gaelic. I can't do an accent.
Go.
Ishimarana gatala mishke.
That doesn't help us. Did you just say something that we're going to get in trouble for?
No.
Okay. Well,
what does it mean?
We don't want to know that.
The seagulls are saying it because it means I eat bread and drink water. I'm not even joking.
So as long as we can nail that, we got the right costume.
Well, I used to be able to do an Irish accent. Okay, my story comes out of Miami.
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I got 305. A dude got kicked off an American Airlines plane because he had a bad hair day. Apparently, he was in Miami to get a hair transplant.
Oh.
And I've seen the pictures.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It was a hack job.
No.
Instead of, like, plugs, it looked like blood clots.
Stop.
His head was just this bloody scab, and he had sort of, like, gauzy bandage sort of hanging off himself, and passengers were...
Oh, no.
Stop.
Yeah. So the crew was like, you got, like...
Go to the doctor.
Yeah. They're like, we understand this is a hairy situation. Hair-raising drama. They got him off the plane by the hair of his chinny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got it.
Those were all the stupid people we could find.
I'm working it out.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.